God forgive me, but I do enjoy shopping. I mean, look at this place. It's incredible. 3 times I've had to check if my leg's twitching just to make sure I'm not dreaming. If not for the smell of wood chips, the pet store would be perfect. I mean, giant bags of food laid one on top of the other. A barrel of bones, for goodness sake. I wonder if they're real. They look real. Nah, they're too perfect to be real. To be honest, I don't give a damn either way, real or fake. As long as they're big. I mean, more than a mouthful here. Let's see, what else? Toys I can gnaw the shit out of without getting a newspaper to the ass. Yeah, like I can differentiate between a piece of knotted rope and the belt on Master's tattered bathrobe. I'm a fucking dog. There are some colorful fetch balls and protective baggies that apparently I can't reach.
Gary, settle down.
Then buy me something. God, does it always have to be a special occasion with you? Can't you just surprise me with a gift because you love me? I'll be honest with you. That never works. Nevertheless, the pet store is indeed magical. All that's missing is like, I don't know, a giant wall of human crotch. Yeah, if they could just find a way to hang an array of man nuts on one convenient display, a Whitman sampler, if you will, maybe with like a life-size poster of Billy Bob Thornton as a spokesman for the product, or some other celebrity who, you know, doesn't like to bathe, Mickey Rourke, Beck, Serena Williams, I don't give a damn, just some man with sweaty balls. Oh, and he could have one of those bubble captions popping out from his cardboard mouth saying something like, "Hi, I'm Billy Bob Thornton. Isn't it time you let your dog smell my balls? Well, now you can, with my new line of celebrity nuts. Or Hollywoodies, or something clever like that. Hell, I don't know. I just want to give Johnny Knoxville's old Levi's a go, that's all. Ah, how great would that be? Well, to be honest with you, not as great as the back wall. Hello, cage dancers.
Hey, bitches! Who wants to come home with Daddy?
Look at him.
Oh, you know you want it, you dirty sluts.
Let's see what we got here. Chihuahua, nope, too yappy. Sorry, Wren.
I will kick your ass, Gringo.
Sharpay. Ugly.
Hey, turn around. I want to get a look at your face. Oh, sorry. That is your face. Mark me crossbreed.
Oh, feisty, too. Do you lick your mom with that mouth? Let's see. Terrier, no, too hyper. Basset hound, too lazy. Beagle, no, too snoopy. Wiener dog. Wiener dogs. German Shepherd, nope. St. Bernard, nope. Cocker Spaniel.
I'll take it.
What? 1 hour later.
Oh, Walter, he's perfect. He's the cutest puppy in the whole wide world. Yes, he is. He's Mama's new puppy. Give me kisses.
What the f*** is going on here?
Can somebody please tell me what the f*** is going on here?
Jerry, cut it out. Can't you see you're scaring the new puppy we instantly love more than you now?
Oh, it's like that, huh?
I thought you liked Cocker Spaniel's mother. I hope you like your gift. Oh, yes.
Well, I don't know about the Spaniel part. I mean, come on. What's the big deal about this little bastard? He's gonna scare away an intruder? Come on! He can hardly stand up, he's so small. Look, look! He just tripped over his ear!
Did you see that, Master? Stupid puppy! Tripped over his ear! Can you believe this guy?
That might have been the cutest damn thing I've ever seen in my life! He tripped over his own ear!
Are you serious? That's what it takes to get some attention around here? Incompetence? Well, hey, look at Jerry over here. I've got an itch on my ear, but I'm scratching my ribs. Oh, look at Jerry. He can't roll over all of a sudden. He's just laying here like a dipshit.
Look, I can't bark. Oh, wow, Jerry's incompetent all of a sudden. I can't even play backgammon. I can't balance a checkbook. Look at me. I can't make Mai Tais. This is ridiculous. I mean, my God, how pathetic. And now look, he's chewing furniture. Oh, now you've done it.
There he is, Master. Punish him. Chewing furniture. We know what that means, don't we? Yep, outside. Take him out, Master. Master. Master, you gonna take him? Should I take him? Chewed furniture.
Boy, he's giving that foot rash a workout, isn't he, Mother? Go get it, little guy. Yeah.
I give up.
Look what Mama's got for you, precious.
You're not going to... Oh, no, you are. You're giving the dog a sweater? Well, that does it. You've made him a fag. No saving him now. Boys around the neighborhood are gonna chew him up and spit him out. I'm not gonna save him.
Get used to it, little fella. This is your home now. Oh, and don't you worry about old Jerry. He stays outside mostly.
Well, if that don't beat all.
Oh, I almost forgot, Mother. Come help me with the doggy house.
Just you and me now, huh, f***er? You realize I could eat you whole, don't you? That me and the hind stabbers that just left us were just fine until you showed up? Well, just stay out of my way, and we'll have no trouble. Oh, don't expect me to be saving you from shit around here. I'm not your security blanket. I'm not your mentor. I'm not your... Hey, cut it out. I'm trying to... Oh, I'm not your cuddle pal. Quit it. We're not going to be friends. I'm telling you that right now. So get it out of your head. Oh, my gosh, that's adorable. You don't know how to talk yet, huh? Well... I guess Jerry can show you a couple things, kid. Oh, what a big yawn. You're tired, huh? All right, before you go to sleep, first lesson. You listening? Here we go. I'm only going to say this once. Hey, my nuts. See, I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?